In front of us is a very exciting box. Inside this box is a very precious object. What is this?
Well, it's what's commonly known as the Tom Pierce Bible. It's an illustrated Bible that was given to Tom Pierce as one of the many gifts, you might say, that were given to him to recognise his bravery at the time of the wreck of the Lockhart and in saving Miss Eva Carmichael and getting her to the beach.
So how has this arrived at Flagstaff Hill then? Because obviously this all happened a long time ago, as we know from the story of the Lockhart. Why has it taken so long for it to arrive here at Flagstaff Hill?
Well, it's had rather a checkered history, apparently. As I said, it was given to Tom after the event, and he obviously took it to England with him, because he spent most of the rest of his life sailing around England. At some stage, his granddaughter, a Miss Angela Elizabeth Pierce, obviously appropriated the Bible, because as it says in the flyleaf, this Bible belongs to Angela E. Pierce.
Yes, there's a very fancy page, isn't there, opposite that, which is obviously someone's drawn, or beautifully written, I should say, presented to Mr. Thomas Pierce.
The official inscription reads, "Presented to Mr. Thomas Pierce, in recognition of invaluable service rendered on saving life when the Lockhart was wrecked off the coast of Australia, by a friend of the Loyal Orange Institution of Victoria, Protestant Hall, Melbourne, August 1878.
Now, you mentioned that the inscription there from Angela Pierce, from his granddaughter, which you're right, it's just sort of written in pencil,
yes,
on the inside.
Well, fortunately, we have a photograph of the young Angela, which was given to us by his other granddaughter, Pam Dormer, who is still alive and with whom we're still in contact. Mm. So she has given us this photograph of the young Angela to go with the Bible. And we do know a little bit about her. We know that in 1942 she came with her mother to Australia and lived in Sydney, in New South Wales. But unfortunately, we also know that she died just 2 years later at the age of 19.
Mm. So the Bible itself then, it's presumably he must have treasured it or, you know, had some association with it in order to have hung on to it and taken it with him.
Well, he did for some time, but you asked about how it got here, and the story of how it got to Australia is quite interesting, because apparently at some stage it was lost by the family. The story that we have, and I only have the broad outline of the story, is that it was discovered in a second-hand shop in Southampton. Fortunately, it was discovered by someone who recognised its connection to Victoria and to this part of the coast, and to Glenampool Station, which was where, of course, Tom and Eva recovered after their exposure at the time of the wreck. Apparently, the Bible was sent by this person to Parks Victoria, who looked after Glenampool Station, or who have responsibility for Glenampool Station. And it was sent to them and was spent some years on display at Glenampool. When Glenampool closed to the public, it then spent some time in jail. Or, to be a bit more correct, it spent some time in the safe at the Port Campbell Police Station. Just this year, it was transferred to the safe of the new Parks Victoria building in Port Campbell. Pam Dormer became aware of its existence here, partly through her son, Bill, who was here earlier in the year, and when he saw the Bible at Port Campbell. And she has been, to some great degree, responsible for it eventually getting here. She was very keen to have the various items that recognised Tom's heroism here in Warrnambool, here at Flagstaff Hill. And so, as the year has progressed, thanks to her, thanks to the work of Peter Abbott in contacting Parks Victoria, we have been able to get this lovely little Bible illustrated with some beautiful pictures here on display at Flagstaff Hill, and it will be accompanied in the display with a number of other items that we have that recognise the bravery of Tom, for instance, the binoculars that were given to him by the people of Sydney, and also various other items that are connected to both him and to Eva Carmichael.
The book itself, putting aside the whole story of Tom Pearce and all those sorts of connections, is it a particularly rare or interesting Bible in itself? I mean, the little colour pictures, for example, they look quite... it looks like quite a lavish book for the time.
In many respects, I don't know a lot about this particular Bible, but in many respects it would have been typical of Bibles at the time that may have been presented to young people because of the beautiful illustrations that are in it. For instance, the front one here I notice is the infant Samuel. Mm. But in many respects, it is typical. It's the authorised or King James version. There wasn't any other back then that was that was worth its salt. That would have been the belief, most probably. Certainly for groups like the Loyal Orange Society.
And it looks very much like a book that's obviously of its age, although it's lasted quite well. Do you get the sense that he would have spent many long hours reading it, or do you think he perhaps didn't really? wasn't too into it.
Given its later history and the fact that his granddaughter appropriated it, the fact that it was lost in or discovered in the Southampton shop, second-hand shop, I would say it probably wasn't much read.
Now, what's the plan for it now that it's arrived here at Flagstaff Hill? Where's it going to be displayed, and how are you going to display it as well?
Well, as I said, it's going to be displayed with other items that we have that were given to Tom, as well as other items that belong to Eva. It's going to be in the Great Circle Gallery. The centre part of the Great Circle Gallery is, of course, the Lockhart display, and it will become an important part of that display.